It's a common phrase. If you see the Buddha on the road, kill him. Obviously, it's using hyperbole for effect, but I think it means to trust only in your own experience. At what point do the guidelines and precepts leave off and the way to proceed? And the way to proceed on findings begin. I know it's not a linear path, but I'd appreciate your thoughts. Thanks so much for your deep understanding and clarity. Read the Dhamma. I think it's from either Chinese or a Japanese Zen story. And yeah, it's using hyperbole, but the guidelines and precepts are, and that's kind of like what I was talking about in the previous question, where the precepts and Dhamma teachings are things that we pick up and use as a means of shining light back on our own experience, so we understand ourselves and understand the ways in which we do create dukkha. In another light, there's Ajahn Chah once taught Ajahn Sumedho, and saying, said that the vinaya or the precepts are for holding on, and the Dhamma is for letting go. When you learn how to balance those two, then you'll be free from dukkha. So it's an interesting perspective, in the sense that, yeah, there are guidelines and precepts that we hold on to. There's teachings that we hold on to in order to help clarify our understanding, our own ways of being in the world. And then, say, the teachings, the Dhamma, then there's always the encouragement for relinquishment, letting go, putting down. But you still have to do something. You still have to be something in the world. And those two have to sort of balance and harmonize and work together, so that there's an opportunity for no disharmony, in the sense that one isn't confused about the world, one isn't confused about one's own intentions. One doesn't have an issue or an argument with the world, one's not trying to get anything out of it. One just sees clearly the way things are. But that takes this balance that we, again, experiment with, work with, figure out. We have to figure it out through our own experience. We've got the guidelines, we've got the tools, and so just learning to be skillful with those tools.